Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. The resurrection. Jesus has been speaking in great detail about his death, his suffering, being killed, and so on. And he concludes this part of his discourse with these words, "And after 3 days, rise again." He spoke plainly about this, about his sufferings, his death, being killed, rejected, and all the rest. "And after 3 days, rise again." Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. We'll come to that. But the point is, Peter missed it. The disciples missed it. They didn't understand it. They couldn't even comprehend that he was going to die. They could hardly take that in. But they missed this staggering assertion, this promise, this confident statement, this simple statement of fact. "And after 3 days, rise again." It's almost slipped in. It's so easy to miss. It's so simple a statement. It's so unadorned, so plain. "And after 3 days, rise again." No, think of that. A man crucified. A man slaughtered. Dead and buried. "And after 3 days, rise again." No, it's staggering, my friend. There are many, many miracles. But this is the miracle. This is earth-shattering. Literally so. The earth did shake when Christ rose from the dead. This is the miracle of all miracles. Surely this must be the convincing, triumphant proof, the vindication of Christ, his person, his work, his name, his merit. Everything he has claimed, here it is vindicated. "After 3 days he will rise. Again I will rise." Amazing. The sufferings are all acceptable to God. His wrath is propitiated. The elect are justified. Yes? There's a fourfold justification. See my eternal justification, my book on it. We are justified in the decree of God. The saints are. The elect are. The elect are justified in the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. The elect are justified when they trust Christ. And the elect will be justified in eternity, vindicated in a public way. Romans 4:25, Jesus rose again for our justification, brother and sister. So we speak of the life of Christ, the cross of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. The early church, you know, read it in the book of Acts and see for yourself, magnified, majored on, the resurrection. It was a triumph for the believers. And the triumph for believer ultimately, you know, at death, is not the intermediate state which the hymn books make so much of. It is the resurrection. If you don't believe me, read 1 Corinthians 15. Read 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 to 18. That's our resurrection, and it's in the resurrection of Christ. Because Christ is raised, his saints shall be raised. So what is your hope, my friend? You see, this hope, here's the hope of the gospel. Here is the hope for sinners. What is that? The life, the death, the blood, the righteousness, the resurrection of Christ. Christ is all. Will you trust his death? Will you receive the merits of his life? Will you look to his cross? Will you be washed in his blood? Will you look to his resurrection and hope in it? That is the hope. What hope do you have, my friend? Oh, I do my best. I try this. I try that. No, no. Christ, his life, his blood, his righteousness, his death, his resurrection. And his coming again, of course. I'm going to close with Thomas Kelly. "The Lord is risen indeed. Then justice asks no more. Mercy and truth are now agreed. Who stood opposed before?" He's referring to the old covenant there. Now in Christ, God demands. He demands obedience to his law. And it's found in Christ. Mercy and truth, righteousness and peace. They have embraced each other. "The Lord is risen indeed. Then is the work performed. The mighty captive now is freed, and death our foe disarmed. The Lord is risen indeed, then hell has lost its prey. With him is risen the ransom sea to reign in endless day. The Lord is risen indeed. Attending angels here, up to the courts of heaven with speed, the joyful tidings bear. Then take your golden lyres and strike each cheerful chord. Join all ye bright celestial choirs to sing our risen Lord. But I would like to close with a verse, which I can't do on my off my head, but along the lines, and oh, sinners, trust the merits of this Christ. Receive this risen Lord. Trust in his blood, his righteousness, and be forever saved, and Christ be evermore adored. Let that be the closing note. Oh, taste and see how powerful, how sweet, how precious is the blood, the righteousness, and the resurrection of Christ. This is our hope, brother. This is our hope, sister. Let us rejoice in it. Amen.